Forever Dog.
Hey, New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and no one wants to talk about laundry. Pack up my bags and go to the West Coast, where all my troubles are far and laundromats are aplenty. Going down to the Brea Laundry with a big fat hamper by my side. 20-ounce bottle of 7 Jenny holding the clothes down. Roll down my window, pop a tie pod for fun. Head to let's all drain the headrest on the sun. I'm gonna sleep till I can't say no more. From the Hollywood Laundromat to the Wash on Western, to the Hollywood Laundry, to Desi's Coin Laundry, everybody's very happy because the wash is spinning all the time. It feels like another perfect day. I love LA. You and DIY. I love LA. You and DIY. Woo, welcome to the podcast for laundry. World Tour! I am your host, Brett Davis. This is a show that's meant to be listened to while you're doing your laundry. I'm right now in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles. My world tour has continued. We've done episodes in London, in Dublin, in Florence, and in the wonderful Branson, Missouri. But now I come back to this place where I have a little history, I'm not going to lie, but I'm here. Usually we record it in a laundromat, but instead I'm using my contractual obligation to perform and record at the Forever Dog Los Angeles studio. I'm with the lesser Brett of Forever Dog, Brett Boehm, and I'm making him squirm. And I'm also joined by a very special guest. You know him, the host of Hollywood Handbook, Hollywood Sweetheart. He's Davenport.
Hey, dude, what's going on?
How's it going?
Song was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Got me like genuinely fired up. Mm-hmm. That was so cool.
Yeah, and I know you were trying to go to the bathroom, and I kind of put my arm, brace the door.
No, I was glad you did that. Yeah, I was glad you did that. And then I heard it and I was like, wow, I'm glad I didn't go. And I don't have to go anymore. I honestly don't have to go.
Yeah. It takes whatever was in there and it just replenishes it throughout the body.
Awesome. I mean, like, I'm so excited to be doing that. I didn't really know the show, but you reached out and
yeah.
I talked to people and I was like podcast for laundry, like what's up like with this show, and people are like, dude, you will love like this is like exactly your shit.
Who said that?
All these people.
Okay.
All these people, like friends, like people who really know me, mm-hmm. like people who like I'm really close to, because I love like passion. I just like get off on people who are like really passionate. I don't want to know like what you like your work or like how much money you make or whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you love.
Well, I love LA.
See, like it's the whole thing.
DIY.
And I like that is exactly the kind of thing that like you just like getting wonky with it and getting into it. The kind of stuff that some people are like. I don't know if you are familiar with like what Dax is doing, where he's like really getting into it with people on shows like this.
He's the king of podcasting, but I think you are maybe the king, at least of LA.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice, dude. I mean, I'm just hanging out with my friends, just like doing, you know, like comedy is. I do like comedy shit, and it's like fun. It's cool. It's like it's good times. But What I like is like really getting deep on stuff, and for like oftentimes on like a comedy thing that like they won't let you do that, but on a show like this when we're like really talking, you learn so much more about someone by hearing about like what like really fascinates them and like the kind of thing that you are doing, and so I like I love it. I think it's like it's exactly my shit.
Well, you teed me up. I gotta ask, what's your turge?
And I heard that this is like a thing that you do, fun. And like you genuinely do, like you find out so much about someone. Like, what's some other ones that people have done? Like I just want to know. Like, I'll share. Like, I'll contribute, but I also want to hear about like your experience doing this. So, like, you ask people that, and they're like, "What do they say?"
They'll say Tide. They'll say.
But who said that?
Gain. I'd say 85% of the people say Tide.
Okay, but what is one of them?
Let's say Dan Chamberlain.
Dan Chamberlain. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know who that is, but he does like comedy stuff or whatever.
He's a comedian.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're like learning.
He, like a David Cross.
David Cross.
Also
okay.
said Tide.
He said Tide as well. Okay.
Pete and Pete from the Nickelodeon show.
They Both said, of them said Tide.
They said Tide.
Wow. So, I mean, you're like finding this out about people that like. What I mean, what that's it says so much about them that maybe they're like busy or whatever, so they like don't like aren't thinking, you know, it's just like it's reliable, everyone else is using it, and like you're finding out this thing about like David Cross. It's more than you'd be like, oh, yeah, I have like another show coming up or whatever.
And
it's
and
like,
you know,
what does that mean?
He's not talking about that on stage,
yeah,
he's
exactly
not talking about that behind the scenes,
exactly,
because
people would be like, what, but you're giving them like space to do this. It's so cool.
So, I got
I use Tide,
you.
I use Tide,
okay. I had a falling out with Tide, but I'm not going to get into
what,
it.
What happened? Let's get into it. I mean, like, this is what I like.
Well, you know how I like to sing sort of fun, like, parodies.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe get up from the seat and do
I
a little funky
that.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Brett didn't like it over here, but I
what is his name? Brett Bone?
Brett Bone, yeah. Brett Boner.
Okay. That's not.
Now it is. Now it is. Yeah, so I get up, I do a little funky dancing. I had my foot up on the chair for a minute.
Uh-huh.
It was really great. And
you're doing a twist, like it was the twist. It was like the twist, but like very low.
I'd say a little funkier.
Uh-huh, yes.
Know? Yeah, the low, I got low with the twist for sure. Yeah, it's just my passion, and I
love it.
I felt like, okay, if Tide were to ever do some sort of laundry parody, laundry novelty song or something, that I would be naturally the one that they would call on. But, in fact, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
They hit up this dude, Kenan Thompson. I don't
okay.
know. I don't know his name too well. I know he's
it's like
SNL.
A comedy, does comedy stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Pete and Pete know him, but.
Okay. Football go, it's like run, punt, throw
catch, run, throw punt, throw catch. And they're closed so you can watch real shows. Sunday is the day we do our laundry.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's all about Sunday is the day to do your laundry and watch football. And, you know, if he were to drop dead via. I'm not going to say that. I don't want to get into it because this gets me in trouble. I'm in LA and I got to watch what I say.
Uh-huh.
But if he were to drop dead, I'm not going to say it.
Well, no, go ahead. Like,
if he were to get shot.
It's
nah.
just a hypothetical thing. I mean, like, we can like explore hypotheticals and stuff on here.
If he were to get shot and die, I would be open to maybe returning to negotiations or something. Not that they ever really started, but I'd be opening. I'd be open to taking that role again for Tide. But until then, I am a seventh generation guy.
Honestly, can I cuss on here?
Absolutely.
I would say, like, fuck those people, man. Mm-hmm. Like, any, like, if you're doing what you love and you're pursuing your passion and there are people in your life who don't understand it, you have to eliminate those people from your life.
Thank you for saying that.
You have to call them and tell them, hey, like, respectfully, I will not be speaking to you again. I will not be seeing you. What you are doing is infecting me toxically, and you
need to
go.
To die.
Yes. And look, I, again, these are just hypotheticals.
Yes.
And I would say, though, the law, as it's written, doesn't like understand, like doesn't really understand people like you, I feel like, mm-hmm. that are passionate and is not really making space for them to do what they love.
Yeah.
And so, like, don't, you know, even like talking about killing, I think is like not a good idea.
I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah. So that's great. That's a great mm-hmm. thing to say.
Yeah.
Keep saying that.
I didn't kill anybody.
That's awesome.
But
I love that.
If you watch the show Deadwood, say,
or yes,
or like Sopranos, you know, there could be a good, in quotation marks, mm-hmm. character that maybe kills people.
There's lots of yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Dexter did this.
Dexter.
Yes.
I'd like to think I'm a Dexter.
Yeah.
Type personality.
And it's complicated. It's all really like complicated stuff, but like we yeah. have to get into this. We have to unpack this and mm-hmm. like and talk about it. Were you not going to talk about this?
And I didn't kill
Everyone's
anybody.
Like, shh. Yeah. So
he's
like,
still alive.
Yeah.
He'll still be making audiences laugh for the next 20 years on SNL or whatever. But you know,
that's what he does. Okay, it's like New York stuff. This is like your
this
like
yeah. New this York. Is New York yeah. world. Yeah. It's kind of like Mad TV, but
okay, great.
It's a little
yes,
yeah. But yeah, this
who is he? Like, help me with like who's his like Mad TV, like analog. Who am I like? Think you know like?
I guess he's like a Frank Caliendo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's good at impressions. In theory.
Okay, you think Frank Caliendo is bad at impressions?
I think Frank Caliendo, he turns that dial up to an 11 when a 6 would suffice.
You think he should be playing it more natural mm-hmm. and he's overdoing it.
There's something about nuance.
See, but this is like, this is exactly what I didn't want to do. Like, this is like the comedy stuff. This is like the shit I talk
about all
the time.
I know.
You know? And I do want to, I want to hear about laundry. I want to like get into like, let's talk about this stuff that like every is like so universal and
for sure,
you know,
I'm actually doing this trip, not only to kind of spread the word of cleanliness, mm-hmm. but also the word of godliness.
Okay.
I've kind of seen the light, and again, I didn't kill anybody.
That's awesome.
So, you know, now I am also in this, sort of, I'm finding myself again.
Yes, spirituality. Yes, yes, yeah. yes, yes.
And I'm coming to this place, ironically called the City of Angels.
Oh, when God, it could be anything so, but that's so interesting.
Yeah, I'm just going to do a quick laundry prayer. If you know it, it's a Celtic laundry prayer. You can just join in. Holy God, 3-in-1, give me a perspective as I wash these clothes. Creator Father, thank you for providing the clothes that we wear and for the resources and technology we use to wash them. Help us to remember the skill and effort of the people who designed and assembled these garments. Bless them wherever they may be. Jesus, make us more like you. Give us your humility as I serve my loved ones. May we find our identity in you, not in these clothes. Help us to be good stewards of what you've given us, but not to treasure them beyond their purpose. Prepare us for tomorrow as we put on our clean clothes that we may have a fresh start to serve and honor you. Amen.
I didn't know that. I'd never heard that before, but it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And like, I love... So I'm not like really like religious per se, but I study it. Like I study religion and like
theology.
Yeah, theology. Yeah. And like I'll pull things from like different like the teachings of Buddha and like from the Japanese versions of it. And mm-hmm. like
samurai.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like samurai religion. And a lot of it is using violence in a way that is actually very peaceful. Like, if you really study it, it's like, yeah. it's like very, like fighting, but in a very peaceful way.
To quote Kelsey Grammer, I'm listening.
See? So yeah. it's like, but it's like, that's the kind of thing where like, there's so much out there mm-hmm. to like be explored by like, and you don't have to be like an expert on it necessarily to be like, oh, like I went to school for this and I like got, I have this like piece of paper that says that I'm like the smartest person on it. It's like, no, it's like, you can like go to the library and like read a couple of these books about it. And it's like all there and yeah. you talk to other people. You actually get out in the world and mm-hmm. you like engage with people.
We should actually get out in the world. I feel
that's
stuffy
what
in
I exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Here.
Yes.
Boner
let's go.
With his pants tent over
let's
here.
Fucking go.
Do you want to just pick up the mics and
yes.
head
let's
out?
Get out of here. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just grab. There we go. Can you hold this piece of machinery?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with this. Brett, does this travel well? No? Okay. Well, it's going to have to.
Well, he should, like, I mean.
You know how to handle him, Mike. You've done
Yeah, I can do this. And, like, I don't know if we need the whole Mike arm, but does
just
it. Does it come apart? Okay.
We'll just bring it.
Okay, great. That's awesome. I love that.
Cool. All right. just come with me. Yeah, I don't know my way around here. I'm kind of just.
I don't really either. Like, this is, like, downtown. I don't. Like, yeah. I have not been here before. And
this
so
is a little more, like, New York-y than I'm
used
to.
This is, like, an L.A. thing. It's, like, sprawl. You know, it's, like, a bunch of different places, and you kind of just, like, stay in one place, and you don't come here.
Yeah.
Normally, but I'm like, oh, this is, like, so exciting. This is, like, everything is, like, sort of new, and it's like all these people like doing, like everyone has a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like it could be really interesting to like, do you ever do like field pieces where you're like talking to people and like getting into it with them?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's awesome.
I did an episode recently where, and I know you mentioned violence.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get the door. Ooh, okay, we're outside. We're in the world. Hello, world. You know, you're talking about using violence as a way to connect with a god or with spirituality.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was doing that on, like, around Times Square, you know, at night.
Mm-hmm.
The old Times Square kind of comes back.
Yeah, sure.
And I kept finding these people.
I don't know. I'm saying, I don't really know that. Like, what
you
mean
know
by
this
that,
world,
but yes.
But
I want to learn from you.
It's sort of like a town center.
Okay, got it, sure.
Crossroads of the world, for instance.
Yes, for here, that's crossroads of the world, absolutely, where people gather and, like, information is exchanged, the public square, that's
awesome.
It's
like an arts district.
That's awesome.
And I would just beat the shit out of whoever crossed
Okay,
me.
You would beat people up.
I'd beat people up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd kind of do, like, the, we're doing this, and we put them up, and if they followed, that was sort of their consent to getting into it.
Yeah.
And this is, again, New York. I know it is, or like matcha tea, crystals, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
That is like, we don't really do that here, and we don't we don't beat each other up for the most part.
But this
it's
is
like
downtown
it's like,
LA, though.
Yeah, no, look, I don't know.
This seems like a different, this isn't, you know, Silver Lake, this isn't Echo Park.
Yeah.
I feel like I can maybe throw down with
Do you
want
to try,
things.
Look, I, again, this is not my area. Do you want to try and like, I can, like, I really just want to, like, watch and observe and, like, just, like, hang out and get into it. Do you want to try to beat somebody up and just, like, see how it goes here and we can, like, unpack that?
Yeah. I mean, you're my host.
Okay.
You're my...
I'm not... That's so interesting. I'm not.
I'm hosting the show, but this is your city.
Okay.
So I defer to you, but if you think that's a good idea...
Okay. Why don't you just walk over and you, like, just, like, confront somebody and, like, sort of try to beat them up. I'll stay over here with the mics because you need both hands.
I would need both hands, yeah.
Okay. And I can sort of comment on what's going on while you're doing that, and then you can come back and we can talk about it.
Okay.
Okay?
That mail carrier looks a little stocky. So if he could
put the
bag down, I think he could take whatever I can dish.
You want someone who can absorb violence.
Like that man, he looks maybe homeless. He looks very gaunt. I feel like he's not going to put up.
That's
much
great.
Of a fight.
That's really nice that I think that you're not going to try and beat that guy up.
I'm very considerate.
You are going to beat up a person who, like, clearly has a profession and, like, stuff together. And
I want to see if he's going to go postal. Okay, hold
that's
my
cool.
Mic. All right.
Okay, and he's walking over.
Are we
and,
doing this?
And he's approaching from from a very low angle. He's going and he's kind of like he's punching his ankles a little bit.
Come on. Come on.
And the guy is just kind of
come on.
The guy is just kind of like continuing to walk. I'm not sure he knows.
Okay. You're not following me.
That it's happening.
I'm going to do the balls. Ah! You felt that? You felt
I don't
that.
Think he did feel it. He like because he closed his eyes, and he
He's
punched
got the big
straight
bag.
Forward.
I
with
think I hit the mailbag.
Yeah, I think what happened was that was really interesting to watch. By the way,
yeah.
I think what happened was when you shut your eyes and you put like both fists together and punched straight forward.
The
I think you were punching
clobbering.
Yes,
clobbering. Yeah.
I think you were punching where he had been.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime!
And not where he was because he did just keep walking.
He did. I definitely got I noticed he's got like some boots on.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a thick leather. And then I went for the money shot, and I think he
tripped over a little piece of the bag. Yeah, he did actually.
But
and that was interesting.
Hit more of the bag than his real mailbag, you know.
Yeah. No, that was like
MALE bag.
That was really cool to watch. It wasn't really laundry related. I did think we were going to sort of do more of that.
Yeah.
Then just, but look, I'm into whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the fact that we are outside just, like, watching you beat people up so quickly.
Yeah.
In the.
Well, we've done about 100 episodes of the show.
You've had a lot of laundry stuff.
Like, on Hollywood Handbook, now you're talking about other cities. You're talking about Seattle, Cleveland, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, that could be that's, like, a really interesting idea. I mean, like, for me. And us on that show, it's just all about flow and just whatever energy people are coming in and with, we're just like giving back to them. So it's not like, okay, today we're going to talk about this or whatever. It's like just what happens. And that is how life plays out. And if we can put that into like a podcast form, you're welcome. And like to recreate that sensation is like, that is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. You want to dip into this Baja Fresh? I'll treat you to some whatever you want.
That would be amazing. Yeah. That would be so. I don't want to eat anything, but I would love
to. You got to eat something.
No, I don't.
This is the New York mom in me. Come on. You're just going to bounce.
And that's what moms are like in New York. Yeah. They're making you eat stuff.
Yeah.
That's
usually cool. It's like a big bowl of pasta and they're like, you're going to eat it.
They want you to eat the whole thing. That's so crazy.
Nana.
So you like this is Baja Fresh. Do you have this in New York?
We might. You know, but they don't.
You don't know
like
what
this.
Food they have there.
If this were in New York, the Baja Fresh would be. Everyone would be sitting on top of each other.
Yeah,
it would be cramped. It would be, you know, dark.
Oh, that's so
dimly
crazy.
Lit.
They sit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just like shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
bankers and you know street thugs all just sitting in a line.
That's really how it is.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like we're just, like, vibing so much. I'm just, like, I love this, like, you're so, like, into your stuff that you're into, and I'm just, like, so, like, excited to be around it. This is, like,
thank
cool.
You.
It's such a cool thing. Well, I'm wondering if you should, like, I'm still stuck on, like, this Tide thing and that guy.
Yeah. Kanan.
Yeah. Is there anyone? Do you, like, have numbers for people there that
like could, like kill a person?
Well, not like kill them, but maybe like definitely like not
scared.
Kill them. Yeah, maybe like tell them that you are going to.
Yeah.
And then not doing it
create sort of a culture of fear in their life.
Yeah.
I have.
Do you have contact information for people?
When I was in prison, I made a lot of contacts and they're all slowly kind of trickling back into the world. And
oh yeah, sure.
You know, recidivism, they're gonna go right back there, so you know, might as well make a quick buck.
Right.
I've got the funds now with this megachurch that I'm working with.
You went to jail?
Yeah.
What did you go to jail for?
I didn't kill anybody.
that's so cool.
Yeah.
But what did you what did you go to jail for?
Sex crimes. So I was leaving prison and I, you know, just kinda jotted down, you know, where people lived and stuff, and now these, you know, wayward souls, they all just need a little push. To do something pretty nutso.
So that's like you said sex crimes and like so many people would be like, oh, you know,
yeah.
But like that's like what they're that's what sex is becoming sex crimes now.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
You get in a bed with somebody. You're like,
oh, sex.
Like, choke me.
Oh, just like normal sex is like now this is a crime?
Yeah.
And that is what it's becoming, basically, right?
It
Why
was
don't you
more
call
like,
those people and tell them that you're going to kill them?
Yeah. Well, first off, I should just say, I masturbated in front of another comedian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's fine.
Okay.
They were cool with it after the fact. But, you know. The process was already beginning, and then somebody else kind of took the heat for it, rightfully so.
Okay, yeah.
So I am an innocent man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I didn't kill anybody. Well,
it's possible that you did kill somebody.
In L.A. There's this. This is why I don't come here.
Okay.
There is an incident.
You are here. You did come. You are here.
Yeah. There was an incident.
And that's awesome. I think that's great. But just like, what were you going to say?
There was an incident under the bridge. And I
don't know. I mean, like, there are a lot of bridges here. I don't know. Like,
what
the bridge is.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. So.
Okay.
I don't. But under the bridge is where I drew some. I drew some blood.
Okay.
I killed a homeless guy for
wow
fun.
Okay.
It's bad to admit, and this will be edited out of the podcast. Make sure Boner does it.
Look, I mean,
just because we're vibing, I'm going to.
No, I know.
Totally,
and I love
you.
Getting into it, and I love being honest about stuff like this. And I honestly think mm-hmm. that if you can get honest about something like that, and if you can, like, be real about it and not like fake where people are like just like walking around like sort of denying who they are and like what they did mm-hmm. and like working for corporations sure. and stuff like
yes.
that's the real crime, and being honest and having honesty about it is the most innocent thing you can do. And so everyone else, I feel like, is the criminal mm-hmm. who should be in jail. But you, because you were able to be honest and be open and get into it about stuff like this, like, you are the one who should be, like, free.
You're saying that, like, everyone's probably killed.
I mean, like, whether or not they actually, like, took a knife. What was it? Like, a knife or, like, a...
It was a blunt object.
A blunt object. Okay. Yeah. So whether, like, or not they, like, actually held this thing. What, it was like, a bat?
It was just, like, a rock.
A rock. Okay. Whether or not they like actually killed somebody with a rock, they are doing that with fakeness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some
that's
people's
the biggest
weapons,
problem I
some
hear
people's
about
weapons
the city,
is
yeah.
a rock, and in other places it is having like fakeness, which is why I love talking to people from New York.
And you get that blunt, sort of spiky
yes,
realness.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm talking too much about myself.
I love it. There's
know.
No for me. There's like no such thing, and I love listening and just like hearing what people love. So
I
this
feel
is
like
awesome.
The gates have come down. I want to know a little bit about your laundry routine.
Okay.
And is that a spiritual routine for you?
Spiritual routine for me. Interesting. And so, like I said, I use Tide. It's like so cool. I've never really like thought about this, you know, but like, so I put it in the part, mm-hmm. like the, that part that, comes out, I put the clothes in first,
of course,
like,
yeah.
and everything. And, I like to wash it on cold.
Mm-hmm.
It says on the thing for like most of the clothes, it's like machine, like it says wash cold.
For
so
most
I'm
of
like,
them.
So I'm like, well, let's
for most
like,
of
do
them.
What they want.
yeah.
And then I hit the button, and then, I don't stay.
Mm-hmm.
I will go and do other stuff.
Okay.
I
think
don't.
You're missing out on a religious experience.
I'm open
but again,
to that.
The laundry culture
I'm open
here
to that.
Is completely different than
yeah,
in New York.
Yeah, sure. But I'm open to, like, experiment, and like I said, with, like, other cultures and stuff, I will, I'm totally willing to experiment with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I will go do something else, and then I will come back when it's over.
Okay.
Makes a sound when it's done, and I'll take it out and put in the other one, do it all over again.
Now, paint a picture of what this setup is like. Is it in the home? Is it in a building? Is it At a laundromat.
This is in the home. I have this big ass house, and I have like a room where I have my laundry machines in there. They're next to each other. My understanding, I talked to someone from New York who said that sometimes they will be on top of each other in New York, like the way people sit at the restaurant.
At the Baja Freshes and stuff. Yeah.
Do you want to order something?
Well, there's this sort of like, it looks like a to-go thing. So I think when they're not looking, I'm just going to grab one of those.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So just keep an eye on that, and then we'll have a nice little free feast.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll just like, again, I'm just kind of here to observe and like watch you. Just like watch you work and stuff and learn.
Your skin and bones.
I don't want to eat. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, so they're next to each other. House is huge. And yeah, that's the setup. It's a little room. Mm-hmm. Like the laundry room, I guess.
What neighborhood are you in?
I live in a neighborhood called Silver Lake.
Okay.
That
was where the bridge was.
That was where it was?
I don't ever want to feel like I did that. So.
You don't have to. I'm not saying like you don't have to. There's someone telling you that you have to feel that way again.
I just don't
saying
I don't like a. That was my first murder.
Okay, so when you said like you've been saying this whole episode that you didn't kill anybody. And now you are, and I love this, that like, as we're getting to know each other, we are kind of like opening up a little bit more, that you, not only have you killed someone, it seems like you have actually killed other people since then.
Well, in prison, it's
okay. Yeah.
People.
Does that count? Does that really count?
Does that count? I don't know. And then I recently killed a priest.
Okay.
And then I, killed, this is L.A., and you better not be a gossip, but I killed Guillermo del Toro.
Wow.
It wasn't. I'm sure you heard the story, but... So those are some of my kills.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not hear that story. I didn't. I did not hear that he was dead. Like, did people know? I don't think it has, like... I think it would be pretty big news that Guillermo del Toro was murdered. I didn't. I'm placing no judgment on it whatsoever, by the way. But did this happen? This like just happened, maybe?
This happened a while ago.
How long ago is a while?
Gosh, I gotta say, maybe a year ago.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that Guillermo del Toro has been dead for a year? And have you noticed like people talking about this? Have you like looked to see if anyone has like figured it out?
If you know, when I hear the name Guillermo del Toro, I just hear this loud like.
Okay, so you're staying out of it, thank you.
Yeah, leave me out of this.
Okay.
I've done my part, and I'd rather not be involved anymore.
Well, I can say that, like, for the most part, people don't seem to know. I did notice that when the new Hellboy came out, he did not direct the new one.
That's part of it, yeah.
I really didn't
like Hellboy.
Okay, sure. Well, I mean, like, certain, like, religious beliefs that you might... You mentioned you killed a priest as well?
I didn't have those religious beliefs when I didn't
at the time.
Like Hellboy.
Oh, it was for other
just
reasons.
A personal movie preference.
Yeah, he's like...
I killed the priest because he was not being as holy as he should have been.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's like when you put on the clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you are sort of making a promise to people, and aren't you kind of murdering? I mean, that's like being fake in a way.
Yeah, and you know, if you're thinking like, oh, a man of God died, well, you know, a man of God was born. I kind of took on that spiritual, like, that calling now is my calling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like for a priest, it's like that's kind of what you wanted, right? It's like you love heaven.
I love heaven.
Not you, but like the priest is saying.
Oh
that.
Yeah, I love heaven too. Now I'm a Bible guy.
Oh, is it so? Like, I'm wondering if you kind of like absorb properties of people that you have killed. Is that sound? Yes, that
and
does.
Like
happen.
The rogue of the X-Men.
Okay,
I do that, but with sort of their spirit.
That's awesome. And you have to kill them, or did you like get any of the mailman just like a tiny bit because you did kind of like grease the bag?
I mean, if he drops dead today,
yeah,
I'm gonna say that's on me, and I'll probably absorb his properties.
Wow.
Because this is a spiritual thing. But, you know, like with the homeless guy, yeah, I did become homeless for a bit of a time. And in prison, yeah, I did become a pretty bad guy.
Wow.
In prison. And kind of took that, you know, back into the world.
Right.
And when I burned down that laundromat, I, you know, then took the business of... I didn't mention the laundromat.
No.
It was this old couple.
Okay.
They ran a laundromat. I burned it down. And I took on their business.
You absorbed...
I was running sort of like a laundry speakeasy.
Oh, not so not like you didn't like physically absorb, like you became the business or whatever. You
all
actually
of their clients
you took their
needed a new
clients
laundromat.
Like literally. Okay.
But that's that was their, you know, life force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all like so like everyone has a story. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you just like talk to people and you like if you actually open up and like get out there. Like you can't. So like I noticed. I just want to point out you did just take some food and are just holding it.
You're hungry.
I do not want to eat anything, but I did think that you were gonna like leave and do like people are just like looking and I think noticing that you're holding a lot of food just like loose in your hands.
Well, that's I'm gonna eat it.
I don't think it's like not a lot. So this is like you might not really have this in New York, but this is like the taco bar area, salsa bar, basically. So you are allowed to take this. It's unconventional the way that you're doing it with like your, which by the way, again, no judgment, but just like with your hands, just scooping it with your hands, but and standing there, not eating it. But like,
I'm not gonna lie, when you were talking, I was doing the scoop, and I can't explain why I did that, but I stopped because I saw the blood on my hands. I mean, the salsa.
Yeah.
I think you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
It reminded me of the...
I can see why it reminded you of that. It looks a lot like your hands are covered in blood and like...
We should get out of here.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I don't want anything, so that's awesome.
Okay. Back into the world. Hello, Los Angeles!
It's so quiet. It's like amazing how like quiet it is.
Yeah. For a big like kind of city.
For like a huge city.
Exactly,
like
yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
again, I've never been here, so this is all like really new to me. But yeah, we were talking about laundry stuff.
Yeah, I want to know more about you because I feel like I'm really getting into my life.
Yeah, no, let's get into it.
And
for
you're,
sure.
You're Mr. LA.
Yeah.
You've got two LA-based podcasts.
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
You're involved in both, you know, the cultural side.
Yeah.
And the business side.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yes, the business side is
the
like
creative
a huge one for me.
And you're just kind of building a better world too.
Yeah, definitely. Try to do it every day. I love like I said, talking to people and like just like sorry, I can't even like I can't do this anymore.
What's wrong?
You're just like, you're so pathetic, dude.
Is it, dude? The salsa everywhere,
dude. I was fucking with you.
Okay.
I don't like this show.
Okay. All right. Now you're
just like, I can't even do this anymore.
You mentioned Dax before. This is me getting punked.
Dude,
I'm going to call
your
it.
Face this whole time.
Uh-huh.
As I'm like, oh, like you're fucking like wash, you like wash the clothes and shit. And you like, well, oh, that's like so awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't like normally on a show like this, I would just like go all the way to the end and like, you know, this is basically like the only way I can get off. These days is like go on this some like pathetic show and just like on, you know, some like network, you know, I'm on like a legit network.
Yeah, you're on.
You think I'm gonna go do like a forever dog show?
I mean, a dog is like a wolf
because I like it. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like a worse kind of dog.
Well, it's
a wolf is like a better dog than just a regular dog. You think I would just go do this? It's fucking pathetic.
All right. You know, this is maybe LA humor.
I cannot wait to talk to my dad about this.
Your dad?
My dad, like, like my dad. So basically, like, I don't make. No one makes money from podcasting, obviously. My dad pays me to go out and fuck with people.
I thought you're maybe like trying to get like more listeners to your podcast,
dude. I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Okay,
this means jack shit to me. I was fucking with you, and now I have all this shit. I can tell the police. You like killed a bunch of people.
No,
it's
this,
like
that was said, and that's
and
part
even
of the-
that was like kind of in a pathetic way that you're like killing like three people, and you're like, oh, it's like really serious and stuff. It's like who cares? But I will tell the police.
Okay. I mean,
unless
this is the LA, like no, this is I'm getting pumped.
Unless you do shit for me, and then. I won't tell them. But, like, it has to be something really bad.
I guess this is the Hollywood thing that people come and they want their dreams to come true. And then
that's what it's like here, dude. That's what happened.
Because I thought we were being friends.
No.
I thought, you know,
no.
You do this podcast.
No, I hate you. Your show sucks shit.
It doesn't.
Have you heard
it doesn't
my
actually.
Show, dude?
I've heard it. It's really great.
Yeah.
But my show.
And so you thought, like, he'll go do this?
Mm-hmm.
It's about laundry.
It's about, yeah. It's about laundry. Laundry is universal. Everyone in the world does laundry.
Yeah, but nobody, like, gives a fuck. Nobody wants to hear.
What do
about
you want
this.
From me?
I want you to. Let me see. What would be the most like exciting? What would get me off the most? It's tough. I've done this so many times. I do so many guest appearances, like, and every single time I'm just fucking with them. Fucking with
every
them.
Podcast you've been on, you've
yes,
done
dude.
This. Like,
yes,
turn
absolutely.
Afterwards.
And then I call my dad, and like, and sharing it with him is like part of the thing that like gets me excited. And
the
like,
fact that you keep saying gets me off and talking to your dad, making that correlation, that's a little fucked up.
What, you're going to tell me what's fucked up? You do a podcast about laundry. What episode is this?
This is like 120s.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
God,
now you're
there's
doing,
almost
you're
nothing.
You're leaning back. You threw on some shades. You got the toothpick. Now I'm seeing the real you.
There's almost nothing. It was. You didn't know this was in my mouth the whole time?
You must have been
I
on the other side of
it
your face.
I just flipped it out. Yeah, it was in my cheek. I can just flip it out.
This is, you know, LA
and
seems
the sunglasses
really
were
beautiful
under my hat.
And nice. And then when you look, it's a grimy place.
Yeah, man. That's
and
how it
you
works.
Get off with your dad or whatever you do.
I would get off with my dad. I talk to him.
I think that I think that means you're getting off with
Dude,
your dad.
You like. Like the idea that you would tell me what's like weird and fucked up.
All right,
120 episodes.
What do you want?
A podcast about laundry. I honestly feel like there is nothing I could have you do that would make you like more pathetic than
well,
what
you know,
you are.
I've seen some
now.
Shit. You know, I've robbed. I've killed.
Who cares?
There's been minor sex crimes. So yeah, there's. Try me. What do you want from me?
Okay. Just like look around. Like we're outside. Mm-hmm. Let me just like look around.
Real piece of shit. This is unbelievable. I've been having this world tour. I've been going to every major city, meeting the locals, and it's been great. And you come in here.
Has it really been great? Like this
it's
is
been
really
absolutely
happening? What happened
great.
In Florence?
In Florence, I killed a priest.
That's what happened in Florence.
That's what happened
okay.
in Florence. But we were getting along.
Where else did you go?
Well.
What happened in London?
In London, I just checked out some laundrettes.
That's what they call laundromats there?
Yeah.
You went to London and you like looked at laundromats.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone listen to this?
A lot of people listen to. We've got at least 20 people on our Patreon that pay.
There's a Patreon for this?
Yeah.
Is this a paywall episode?
This is a paywall episode.
Oh, my
God. I might release it.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just because I want people to see how much of a piece of S you are.
I guess Do you not want me to tell the police? What would
I'd
like,
rather you not tell the police because that would put me in prison. I don't like it there.
Okay. I guess.
So what do you want from me?
What you can do. Do you see? So like, do you see that napkin that blew into the street?
Mm-hmm.
That big napkin.
It was beautiful.
Just like, yeah, and like when it was blowing around, that was like pretty. Look, I'm like a cynical guy, but I also could appreciate like beauty when I see it.
Uh-huh.
But now it's been like run over a few times, and it looks like it had some stuff on it uh-huh. already that like doesn't look like it's unclear what it is. It's not necessarily poop, but like it could be.
I'm sure
it could
I'm
be
sure
like
whatever. I'm
it
sure
might
there's
have
an element of poop.
It might have strange poop on it.
Sure.
If you would just eat that,
absolutely. Watch me. There's poop in that.
You can tell that it's poop?
Yeah, poop has a taste. I've been in prison. I've eaten poop. It's a really big napkin. It's more of a paper towel.
Well, it's like it's been folded up a bunch of times, so like.
But yeah, you think I have.
That was pretty good. You ate that really fast.
Yeah, I ate it really fast. Are we even now?
Yeah, I guess I could. There, I can work with that.
Can you go fuck off back to Earwolf now?
Yeah, I think I can. I think I can fuck off to like the original and still the top podcast,
right.
Like comedy focused network. In the entire country.
Well, Las Culturistas is coming. Seek Treatment is coming.
Is Las Culturistas still a show?
Think they do episodes.
I don't
now
think
and
they
then.
Do. I think Bowen has moved on.
They, you know, I haven't really kept up with the other shows on the network. I don't have a phone.
They don't want to talk to you, man.
I've talked to them.
They don't they want no part of this. Then why do you think Bowen left? He doesn't want to be on the same network as this shit.
Well, first off, I am making this network have a little attitude, okay? These shows about culture and stuff. I come in, rockstar energy, a universal topic. Maybe that's something Earwolf could use a little bit of.
I mean, like, I... God, that would be so funny if I brought you into Earwolf. You know what? Actually, you know what? I changed my mind.
Yeah?
I do like this show.
Really?
Yes.
You were fucking with me.
I was fucking with you just then. Dude, you thought I was serious?
You said Dax and that left the punked thing in my mind, and I tried to call it, but you played it straight.
No, I love this shit, and I love like how real you get. Here's what I would love to do. I would love for you to come into Earwolf,
uh-huh.
and we'll get everyone into the conference room.
Okay.
And you can just kind of like talk about your show and like your life and stuff. And like all the like exciting stuff you do, and like and everyone at Earwolf can hear. And we'll record it.
Yeah.
And we have a New York office too, and so we'll do like
let's
a
let's do it right
like
now.
A, like a simulcast.
Let's
great.
Do it
let's
right
go
now.
To Earwolf right now.
Yeah. All
let's
right.
Go.
I'm gonna drop these off with Boner over there and yeah. You call a car and then I'll meet you back out
yeah.
here.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't need to eat the rest of this paper towel, right?
There's only a tiny bit
Look.
Left. But like that was amazing how you
I'm
did
eating
that.
It. I'm eating it. Okay. And now we're at Earwolf. Hold for edit, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Swanky or Diggs?
Guys, everyone gather around. This is my new friend. He's, like, so awesome. He's so funny and smart.
Yeah.
This is Brett.
Hi. Big fan. Big fan of Jason Mantzoukas. It's cool to see the table. In person, IRL.
He does the podcast for Laundry. Uh-huh. You've probably heard of the shut up. You've probably heard of the show.
Yeah.
And he's just gonna like talk about the show and like how cool it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, this isn't a pitch, although I know you guys like to do that here in Hollywood. But yeah, I've been doing this show forever on Forever Dog, and I feel like I've really hit a glass ceiling. You know, I do this podcast; it's meant to be listened to while you're doing your laundry, And it's a universal topic. You know, everyone does laundry from Montreal to Memphis to Mozambique. I think that the laundromat itself is a corridor of dreams. The cacophony of cleanliness is kind of like a thing you could let wash over you. And I thought, what would be better than just a companion piece to the laundry experience? So I've taken me and a lot of my friends from the alternative comedy world, and I just sit down, we talk turge. I cannot
do this anymore. I was fucking with you again.
You're fucking... Okay, this guy's a jokester. He actually pranked me earlier. He was like, I don't like the show, but I would love to have the podcast for laundry as part of the...
I'm going to get off so hard later. I swear to God. This was like... This worked out so much better.
I love the Earwolf Podcast Network, The Wolf Den. It's so... I'm totally on board with it. And, you know, fuck those guys. They're like, we're the podcast network of the future. And they're a podcast network of 2019. Okay.
This was better.
I am ready to trade in and climb up the podcast ladder.
This is better than when I did Jake and Amir's show. This is like the
Are they doing
greatest.
A show here? I love them. I love Jake and
you
Amir.
You love them?
They're great.
Oh, my God.
Their office antics.
Just like never leave. I want you just like stay here forever.
If you guys are cool with it, I am. I would love to be part of the family. I know, you know, I will fill the hole that things like Dr. Game Show weren't able to fill.
Dude, we were fucking with Dr. Game Show.
Really?
Yes. You thought that was real?
They did like so many episodes.
Yeah, because we like we're like for it was fun for us for then.
Oh,
but
that's so
like,
funny. You did it as a goof. That's like podcasts are free, you know, like it takes so little work to put out a podcast. But I promise you that. I'm going to do a new and improved podcast for laundry, and I'm not going to take this new Earwolf emblem that'll be on our show art. I'm not going to take it lightly.
Dude, we should actually put the Earwolf logo on his show art.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Funny, dude. And Forever Dog will, like, they'll be pissed.
What are you saying?
Like, that'd be so funny. So, awesome. Like, so, here's what I can say, Brett.
Uh-huh.
You can do an Earwolf show.
Yes, honey! Woo!
And, congratulations. Of course, I was fucking with you again before when I said that I didn't like the show for the second time and that you were pathetic and stuff.
The second time?
Yeah, do you not remember? Doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. I've just been seeing rainbows and...
That's awesome. That's great. That's so cool. Welcome to Earwolf. It's a real show.
Uh-huh.
We're buying it because we like it.
I didn't even know you had that kind of sway with Earwolf that you could just...
It's a horizontal structure. Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone has the...
So I'm going to have the same sort of...
Absolutely.
It's like a podcast co-op.
Yep. You have the authority to sign contracts with other shows.
Okay.
Like, that's why there are so many, seemingly. Going to
say lifetime ban on Kenan Thompson.
That's allowed. You could do that. You could definitely do that.
Okay.
This is so exciting. You're making some of the best content out there right now.
Podcast.
We love it for real, not as like a way to just like fuck with you because it's the only thing that can like get us hard. Like it's like
yeah, that was the bit.
Yes, exactly. But we do bits here, man.
Uh-huh.
We do bits. That's what is all about.
Cool. Well, everybody is just a giggle fest.
It's so nice here.
It seems
everyone's
like it's
like,
so much fun.
Yes, it's awesome. It's awesome.
I guess the world tour is going to be over.
It's over. Yeah,
because
you are home.
I have found home, and this is good. You know, this actually, I don't want to get into it, but I did have a bad experience here in LA, and. I think this this welcoming, this saying, you saying the word home.
Yeah.
I've never really had a home before. I bounced from laundromat to laundromat. And, you know, I just. I haven't had a place that I can really call home. Even the home I grew up in with my mom, you know, she would really just. Do awful things to me. She'd burn me with a fork. Even Forever Dog, you know, that was where I hosted a podcast for a while. But animosity, even like little snide comments in the description, of every episode. Bad intros for our live shows. And, you know, I could just tell they detested me. But here I finally found a family. And I'd just like to thank all of you. And I can't wait to meet Paul Scheer, get his autograph.
He's been saying he can't wait to meet you.
This is I'm sorry. Thank you, man. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
No, that's cool. We all cry here a lot.
Cool.
But in like a nice, in
beautiful,
a happy way.
Beautiful anonymous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're crying all the time.
Thank you. Okay. So I guess this is the last Forever Dog episode, the first official Earwolf episode.
We'll put the logo on this one, and this will be the first Earwolf one.
Uh-huh.
Congrats, man.
Is there like a contract I got to sign, or?
Because
with Forever Dog, I signed contracts.
So the way we do contracts here, it's like kind of, it's like an LA thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But do you see this like napkin? That so we don't like, I guess in New York you like write on contracts.
Yeah.
So here we.
Do I sign the table? Is that part of it?
You can sign the table after.
Okay.
But here we like eat, we eat them. And that's like how we like.
Okay.
Like resolve, like, and now it's like resolve. It's like old, like traditional.
So I eat like a paper contract or like this.
You eat this. I mean, it's just this. It's like you would just eat this napkin.
This also looks like it's got shit on it.
This one has a little more.
Well,
that other one.
You know,
that one, it was like uncertain what was on it, but now this one definitely has some poop on it.
You know, if you got to eat a little shit to get ahead in Hollywood, I wouldn't
That's
be
what
the
it's
first.
All about. That's what it's all about.
Salute, everybody. Yeah, that maybe that other one
it's
didn't
good.
Have shit on
we
it because this
good.
One is
say
way
it's,
worse.
Say it's good though.
I love eating shit. God, that was awful. But
no, say it's good.
It was good. I love eating shit, and I'll eat shit every day for Earwolf.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so awesome, dude. Uh-huh. You're the best.
Thank you so much.
You're so cool.
What's so funny?
Huh?
What's so
your
funny?
Your show is funny.
Okay. So, like, I would like to sign a paper contract, though.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah. We don't, like... Like...
Because with Forever
What
Dog,
if Forever...
I
you did sign a contract with Forever
I,
Dog?
I was... I mean, they would have kicked me off week 3, honestly.
Yeah.
If I didn't sign a contract, so...
Okay.
Yeah, who do I talk to?
Just like hang out and like someone will like, I don't know. Like, are you expecting like money or something?
Yeah. I meet the big, like Hardwick, right? That's who I.
Hardwick. So he is now working with Earwolf in a secret capacity.
Okay.
We'd actually talk. So he like runs Earwolf.
Cool.
But it's not like out there really.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like he is like fully in charge of everything.
Uh huh.
So you'll get to meet him for sure, and he'll
yeah, see you later, guys.
And he'll probably
kind of departing.
They gotta do their funny shows and stuff, and you'll guest on like everyone else's show, and you'll
this
do bang bang and like yeah.
I would love. I did a lot of character work, you know, back when comedy was my main thing, and I'd really love to get back. I'd listen to comedy.
That's awesome.
All the time.
Yeah,
big comedy nerd.
Yes.
Post on like a special thing for him and stuff. This
wow,
is really, like,
that's
my
so.
Return.
Go on the show and talk about that. That would be huge. Really, if you didn't do character stuff, would be great. But
okay.
Just like talked about your show and
yeah,
like
yeah,
your
yeah.
The message board thing. Like that's all awesome. And then you'll meet Hardwick, and he will probably have you eat something as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like that is, you know, that's is a little different here than other places. But it's all normal to us.
Well, cool. Well, thank you, everyone. For I'm now a member of Forever
That's
Dog.
Awesome. No, of Earwolf.
Sorry for
Earwolf is. But you're used to it. It's like that's
I'm
so
used
funny.
To saying
it's
it. I'm
so pathetic. No, that's awesome.
What?
That's awesome.
What's so pathetic?
I didn't say that. I said your show is funny and you are cool.
Okay, I think you, the thing before got me a little. Now I'm like, okay, is this guy fucking?
Just like let you know, like let good things happen to you when they happen. You know.
Okay. This is pretty cool then. So would you think Sean would do it like next episode or something, or maybe like
I can talk to him
if you know he you know Matsukas, that would
sure I'll talk to like I'm friends with all those guys I would love to talk to them.
I've always dreamed of having like the UCB four.
We're all just
all together.
Yeah, we're all just like hanging out. Like even when they don't have shows to do, we'll just be like hanging out at the office and stuff, and be like, "Oh, you want to like jump on this?" Like, God. It's like it's the old like Sunset Sound, like that whole like vibe. It's all, like Laurel Canyon, that whole scene. Like that is
podcast
this is now.
Like the Laurel Canyon
yes.
of
yep.
present day.
Yep.
Damn. Okay. And you're not fucking with me, right,
dude? No, I would never.
Okay. If you, because if you are, I'm.
Would you be cool with it if I was?
Yeah, I'd be cool. I'd just be disappointed.
Oh, okay, awesome. I'm not.
Okay.
All but,
right. Well, thank you for listening. Do you have plugs?
Yeah, I do. I have all these like great podcasts that I do. It's Hollywood Handbook, LA Podcasts, the Flagrant Ones on Patreon. I do all those for real. It's not like. It's not like a bit where I'm just like fucking with people who listen.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
like it's all like
it's these are real
like,
podcasts.
These are real that podcasts that I do because I like as I love doing podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And you've just been so warm and you
dude,
know,
you have been. I mean, it's like so awesome.
I got the little you know what is it like Hell Week a little bit. A little truncated.
But that's like what makes it like cool, right?
Yeah.
And like
but
that,
now I'm in the fraternity.
Yes, you're in now. Absolutely. And that's what like everything people said about this show like mm-hmm. is exactly like it's better than they told me it would be. It is like so much exactly that my kind of shit that I love.
Well thank you
it's
for
so awesome.
Doing
and
this
welcome. Song. Like that's so cool that you're with Earwolf now.
Namaste.
Yes.
I'm glad to finally be home.
Yes. And we say, oh, woo, like the wolf's dead.
Oh,
like,
oh.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
All right. This was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. But seriously, do I sign a contract or something?
You fucking stop asking that, man.
Okay.
Stop asking. Thank you.
Okay. Everyone was laughing during this, so.
Yeah, it's a sure. funny network. Just like, don't keep asking this shit, you know, just like.
Okay. And I can, like, can I, do I have to edit these myself or?
Huh?
Do I have to edit these episodes myself?
Like, so, like, just don't worry. Like, you give it to someone and, like, and it'll, if it comes out, it comes out. It's like, don't worry about
it. If
it
comes out, this doesn't seem like.
It's real. Really. It is real. We will be releasing your podcast.
Okay. Okay, just checking. By the way, I'm unfuckwithable. And
okay.
I've gathered, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, or I don't know the saying exactly. It's I've heard the parody version of it a lot.
Uh huh.
Long story short, you're dead.
What?
Conte.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.